This episode of the Disc Golf Podcast is brought to you by OTBDiscs.com. Only the Best Discs has a huge selection with high-quality pictures of each disc, actual disc weights, flatness, and stiffness listed. Did I mention fast shipping? Get it free on your next order at OTBDiscs.com using promo code DGPODCAST. What's up, disc golfers? Welcome to episode 271 of the Disc Golf Podcast. My name is Robin, and alongside me, my longtime friend, avid disc golfer, Joe.
That was a weird avid. I don't think you've ever done it that way.
I just felt like, you know, 2023, why not?
You know what's really cool? We just wrapped up a pre-show, and this totally should have been a pre-show thing. And I'll actually just leave it here because I don't think we need to super get into it. We talked zero football.
No, that's true.
Which is kind of wild.
It is. It is. But, you know, 2023, Christian McCaffrey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Was that the my brother and me theme for the year?
It should have been, but yeah. I don't think they
care.
I don't think they do sports.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think they're sports guys.
I think they're randomly like Browns fans or something that no one cares about.
No, I don't think they are. Yeah. I think.
They're indoor kids.
Yeah.
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 Anyway.
Very much so. I mean, I love them, but...
Yeah. You know what? I haven't listened for a minute, but I should get back on that. I forgot.
But yeah, they do their every single year. They name the year at the very beginning.
Yeah, yeah. They have a name for the year.
Yeah.
That's always a fun episode. So, disc golf stuff? Or like...
Disc golf stuff.
Or like, we've been gone for hella long, and now we're alive again.
We are that really, really like semi-abusive boyfriend that shows up at your doorstep. I'm sober now. It's
I love you. I promise it won't happen again.
It's January 20th.
But baby, I love you.
I've been sober for 3 weeks and I love you so much and I'm going to be here for you now. And I just need you to let me back in your life. That's us. That's Disc Golf Podcast right now. We've abused you. We've left you in the lurch. And we're here just being like, give us another chance, even though we might hurt you again. It's possible. We could hurt you.
Don't tell him that.
Well, I'm trying to be honest with him, but at the same time, you know,
I mean, don't,
it's late at night.
We've all
been having some beers, you know, maybe we just have fun with it.
Why do you make us hurt you? That's
so bad. That's horrible.
I definitely watched like the Vice documentary on Andrew Tate, and I'm just falling right into Tate world.
So before I forget the idea I had when we did our pre-show on our Patreon feed that has also been lacking content, but you know, like I said, you know,
new year, new us.
New year, new us. We're not going to hurt you like that. I don't know how to quit you. Just think about it that way. Just right now, it's a little broke back DGP. Just think of it that way. It's going to be good. But
that's our theme for the year. We're going to start a yearly theme, and it's broke back DGP.
In light of Simon breaching and then getting a $1 million buyout, coordinated through his new MVP deal to Discmania. We have been watching disc golfers in these contracts and being like, how on earth does any of this work? Like, is there anything written down?
Like, where did that million come from? That's what I kept thinking. Like, I didn't bring it in the pre-show. I say that for now. Like, was it just Juicy being like, I'm out of jail, $1 million.
Yeah.
I need $1 million. I got some legal fees I got to pay off.
Yeah.
I need $1 million right now. Like, was it, I just in my mind that just got pulled out of nowhere. Yeah. Like, I almost feel like Juicy was just like, I'm gonna give him a fucking stupid number that there's no way they can meet because I can't lose Simon. Yeah. He's like, $1 million. Like, okay, cool. He's like, shit.
Yeah.
Damn it. Fuck.
It's like the people that are like, they're like, hey, if we put gold flakes in vodka, people will pay more money for it. And then they're like, shit, people actually do want to do this. God damn it. Now we got to put gold flakes in vodka. God damn it.
Oh, fuck it. We'll make it cinnamon flavored. Nobody will like that shit.
Oh, nope. Bestseller. God damn it.
Fuck you, Rumblemans.
But here's my thought. Because we've been joking about disc golf contracts for like 2 years, being like, are they on napkins? Like, do they actually exist? Does anyone sign anything? Is this just like
a... Well, that's why that $1 million, like, where did that come from? Like, that wasn't necessary.
Just text you being like, if you show up tomorrow, I'm going to pay you this much, and that's the contract? Like, you know, this has been a thing. But as the sport progresses and we're starting to see more and more contracts, there's going to be NDAs. There probably are NDAs already in for like... 5.5 contracts in disc golf. The rest of the people,
do you think
the rest of people just don't get anything? Like, well, we'd have you sign an NDA, but let's be honest, nobody cares.
Yeah.
So like all 6 of the people that actually matter from a contractual standpoint.
Well, and there's so many brands that have like open bag policy shit. Like, have you looked at James Proctor at all?
No.
So James Proctor, I'm pretty positive. I might be messing one of them up, but I'm pretty positive he is Thought Space, Clash, and Infinite.
Okay. Sure. That makes sense.
It totally does, which is cool. Like, I'm surprised more people aren't like, I'll take 7 brands. I don't care. Yeah. Like,
I'm sponsored by Arby's.
Right.
Let's go.
Right. Let me get a bag sponsor and we're good to go. Like, it's a little wild.
So where I was going with this is that, like, as we progress further in disc golf contracts and, like, these numbers become more public and contracts become more standard in the disc golf world, like, this was more or less a trade. Like at what point is, like, MVP be like, all right, we're going to send you James Conrad and $250,000 for Simon Lassat? Like, you know what I mean? Like, at what point are we gonna have like organizational trades on top of it? Like team sports would have be like, okay, we need this to get our team over the top for the next couple seasons.
But it's not based on, I mean, I guess slightly, but it's not based, I mean, it's, on it, competitive advantage. It's based on sales.
Yeah.
Like, that's,
well,
the thing.
It's not something that happens in individual sports. Like, you would never need to trade for a player, but it's just kind of like a funny thing. Like, paying another company $1 million to then get it. And then, you know,
it might not be paying them. It could have been, because it happens like in NBA all the time where it's like, I have X amount. I will give you $20 million to have my contract myself. Oh, yeah. It's a buyout, which I think is what that was. I don't know that it was a trade. I think it was him buying his contract. But I think the number was an arbitrary number that was just thrown out into like whatever.
Listen, right now, all the disc golf companies, they're swimming in it. It's a swingers party. They're all going home wet. It's going to be fine. It's not a big deal. Like, they're like, you know what? Sure. You can take my wife home. Give me $1 million.
It's $1 million. Like.
She'll be back.
Fuck, like, Indecent Proposal, that movie, I never watched it. That was like $1 million, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Fucking 25 years ago?
Uh-huh.
Dude, how do you not? I mean, listen, I ain't gonna lie. Like, fuck, if that dude was like, I want to fuck you for $1 million 25 years ago, I'd probably be like, fuck. Oh, this isn't pre-show. Uh-oh.
We got a lot more raunchy on the main show than...
But like 25 years ago, like $1 million. Dude.
On the pre-show, we just, like, talked about our families and, like... what we've been doing lately.
I was just about to be like, and what if a dude gave me $15 million? I was like, just about to go there. This is the wrong format. Hey, now, welcome to the Disc Golf Podcast, new listeners.
And now Simon is Julia Roberts.
Join our Slack group, which you can do now again. Thank you, Julian. So disc golf.
So MVP Steve is Robert Redford, right? Is that how this goes? Am I thinking the wrong movie?
Here's the thing. Is MVP Steve still there?
I don't know.
Because Steve Dodge did all this shit, and all the things I looked at, I haven't seen other Steve anywhere. He might still be doing shit there, but I haven't seen any word of like OG MVP Steve.
Okay, so I'm mixing up so Demi Moore was Indecent Proposal. Julia Roberts was
where she was a prostitute.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah, I was just mixing up.
Oh no. Yeah, Demi Moore and Woody.
Yeah, I was mixing up 90s women for sale movies.
Got it.
Pretty Woman.
Got it. Oh, right, Pretty Woman, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, like, Rod Redford's a very handsome man. Like, that might be the game-changing piece of, like...
So UC is Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Simon is Demi Moore.
Yep.
And...
MVP is MVP Rod Redford. MVP is
Robert Redford.
Who's super handsome. He's, like, $1 million. And now Demi's like, dude, you're, like, a smoke show in comparison to my husband. Like, I'm just going this way. Obviously, my husband doesn't care about me. Like, I have no clue the synopsis of the movie. I don't know what happened. I'm sure that's not what happened. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Of course.
But that's what happened in this story.
Yeah, no, totally. Totally. 100%. I don't know what we're going to talk about after this. I don't know how to.
Dude, we jumped into main show too soon.
I don't know how to transition.
Like, I've definitely got pre-show energy. I definitely over winter break going back to non-disc golf things because that's what I do.
Yeah. So anyway,
my wife and I watched Surf Ninjas and it was great.
Oh, weird.
Not weird. Awesome.
Anywho, we've got a great show for you guys tonight.
Oh yeah, that part.
We're going to talk about Simon and his recent move to MVP.
What?
As we have described in detail. Probably insider knowledge on the contract details that many of you were completely unaware of until now, especially the sexual aspect of it and whatnot. But we'll just chat a little further into that, and we're going to also talk about some of the other big moves, like Paige Hsu went places and Aaron Hanum, and we'll maybe do a deer review, our disc and beer pairing.
Yeah.
Where we take a disc, we take a beer, we review them both and let you know whether you should bring on the course. Tonight we have the Westside Destiny, a 14-speed, 6-glide, -2 turn, 3-fade distance driver. And we're going to pair that with Bright Lights by Triple Crossing Brewing, which is out of Richmond, Virginia. This was sent to me by Kevin Rothermill. And we're going to...
From your Secret Santa.
Yeah, it was... Secret Santa gift. Good times.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
So back
to Simon?
Back to Simon and the Indecent Proposal that was MVP, you know, courting him and then paying off his current former husband.
His trafficker.
His
Dude, 10 million 10 year, like it's a Paul Macbeth contract.
Yeah, it's big time.
And it's going to make he's going to make so much money.
So remember when Kona got her deal last year and everyone was like, "Well,
who's that?"
She is a prolific disc golfer and a social media poster, and I should note she sells a lot of discs, so it's possible that that contract worked out, but she was not the best performing player on her team.
And I believe her team member who performed better is now a Discraft.
Yes. Yes.
On their, like, top tier.
Yeah. Yeah, but... Anyway, Simon. But here's my thought on Simon. The same argument that happened with Kona, which was, you know, even if she doesn't perform to the best of her ability, you know, so she came off that year where, Waco or whatever that she won?
Yeah, she won Waco.
And, then it kind of was a little downhill from there, but she still performed pretty well. She's always struggled with putting. It's been a major problem, and last year was just, like, she had to post multiple videos about it. You know, not quite Evelina bad, but pretty dang close, and not the driving skill that Evelina has. So it was pretty ugly.
Which I feel like she has a close to or comparable ish arm to Evelina, but I do feel like the little bits of videos and stuff I watched with her, she, and I see that in myself a lot, being like, let me just, I got to throw a beefy ass disc because I got a big arm. And it's like, nope, you don't have the arm to do that. Like, you should be throwing something more flippy and it's going to go far because you got a big arm. But
whatever. Similarly, and I don't know that it's a direct comparison, but Simon's coming off the best year of his career. He had 4 wins.
Yep.
He had 4 wins. And, you know, he won the OTB Open, the Portland Open, Des Moines, and then the MVP Open. And, you know, those 4 wins. And then he had a couple of other, like, second or third place finishes as well. Easily his best year on tour.
He played super well, and he wanted to win, which I think is huge. If you go back to the episode, he joined us, which is great. And he even, like, I think was like, shit, I shouldn't have said that, but for sure was like, I don't care about winning.
He literally said that on our podcast.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the same thing. People will say the same thing they said about Kona, which is that even if Simon does not succeed on the course as much as they want him to, his value is that he is such a popular personality in the disc golf world that he will still drive. His YouTube channel is probably, I don't know, second or third place in disc golf YouTube. You know, like, you got Jomez, you know, and he's probably right there.
He's probably, so he might Central be Coast above, and he might be above Central Coast, like, which is a bummer.
I'd have to look at it.
I mean, great for him, but I just love Central Coast.
I could
Coast.
Be way off, but
I don't think you are. I don't think you are, because he's over 100,000, which is a big deal.
I mean, I love his channel. I love his he's very genuine. He is so talented. He can play guitar. He can fucking skateboard if he wants to. He can.
Yeah, like, no, he's like, he's a G.
Can play pool. He's just an extremely talented person in terms of what he can do physically and whatnot. Well, and he's so genuine, and it's just hard to. If you hate Simon Lizotte, there's something wrong with you. Totally. I'm just that's
totally.
I don't know any other way to put it. 100%.
Like, you, there's something wrong inside you if you dislike that. Even if you like slightly dislike him, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
But I do think, like, although I kind of like the comparison to Kona, like, it's different in the sense of Simon is,
I mean, Kona's kind of similar. Like, if you don't like Kona, there's probably something wrong with you.
True
You know, but like, even when she was putting out videos being like, I know I'm not performing, like, it's just hard to, she's so genuine.
My point is, Simon has a bag full of elite tools.
Oh yeah.
And Kona never has.
Yeah.
Kona has always struggled with putting.
Yes.
She's and the other facets. She's done really well in some, and the other here and there, hit or miss. And Simon is elite across the board.
Yes.
Like, top five in every aspect.
Yeah.
It's just putting them all together, having the mindset. And with the mindset, we saw it. We got 4 wins and big finishes. Like, he's top 3 probably distance. His throw-in game obviously is ridiculous, but then you throw the likability, like you were saying, like, he could have the same season this year that James Conrad did last year.
Yeah.
And sell 10 times as many discs.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. Like, Conrad had a letdown from what, you know, he didn't have a great season, but won a world championship, and it was like, boom, crazy, holy shot, like, insanity. And everyone likes James Conrad, and there was a lot of, like, but James Conrad was, but like, also, the indie rock band that folks, like, loved, and Simon is the dude who sells out stadiums.
Also, none of this possible without the holy shot.
For MVP, 100%.
None chance. None
James,
of this.
James Conrad signing there and selling that fucking plastic is why they can afford Simon Lizotte. 100%.
Not even just him signing there. Him making that shot and all those Envies they sold and all those Nomads that they sold as a result.
After. Yeah. Totally.
None chance.
1,000,000,000%.
None chance. And I know that's not an original take. I've seen it in a number of places, so I'm not claiming that that's my own. But
no,
but that was my first thought when this came through.
But we said it like just many things we do on this show. We said that 7 months ago.
Yeah, probably. Maybe.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Who knows? If we podcasted that that short of a distance ago.
But, you know, so he's got a signature hex that's coming out. It's got a like a freaking salamander on it.
I know. I want to throw it more, but I for sure know there's a watermarked up one at Elliot's house in the basket there.
So it's like an axolotl or something like that?
Yeah, axolotl. He's got a pet axolotl. That's his like,
little thing. Yeah, so yeah, that's why. So there's a reason. All right.
Yeah. I obviously watch more Simon Lizotte than you do.
You do.
Yeah, he's all about the axolotl. He had a dive disc.
The one thing made that... and he, it's not like it was an insight, but he said it even on his videos when he was going through like his original bag. It did not even occur to me that MVP doesn't really have a 12 speed. They have 11s and 13s. And he was like, so that stands to reason. What's coming next? The signature Simon 12 speed.
I totally was going to ask you a question like I usually do, but I realized I have a computer myself. So, I'm going to look up a disc real quick. I think it's a 13, but I feel like, so did you watch his video where he like was throwing discs in his bag and talking about that stuff? There for sure were some discs that I was like, yo, someone on team MVP needs to be like, hey, have you,
I mean, he's for sure got photons in his bag. If that's where you're going.
He didn't then.
Oh, he didn't.
He did not.
I thought he had a photon.
He didn't.
In the
he did not.
All right, but so, photons and 11 speed,
right? But with that gyro extra little glidey shit, like that.
No. What's coming is the Simon signature 12 speed.
I know
that it's going to be the
but
it's coming.
The stability,
and it's going to be so fucking stupid overstable,
totally,
that none of us are going to be able to throw it.
But I bet he. I'm just saying. I bet. He would bomb a photon before.
Oh, yeah.
Until that comes out, like, photon should be a part of his bag 100%.
My original thought was nitro, because remember how
he
dirty.
Had a nitro, but it was too stable. Like, he was like, it's too beefy. Like, and it's 13.
That's good to know.
No, totally. Yeah.
The first thing Simon and I agree on.
Yeah. Yeah. But he was throwing like a catalyst or whatever. And I was like,
he had the mayhem in there.
No, he had a yeah. And I was like, dude, and that's like, too flippy, dude. Yeah, that's one that I'm thinking about putting back in my bag right now. Cause I play so infrequently that I probably won't flip it over as much as I was when I was throwing regularly.
Simon's max distance roller. Like, does he know this yet? It's pretty flippy.
Dude, it's so flippy.
Like if I can flip it over, Simon can.
Yeah. So it's like, that's like, I'm excited for him to check that shit out. And I don't know.
But it was good. Like a lot of the discs he mentioned, we've reviewed.
Yep.
You know, he's got Craves in there and whatnot.
Octane was what he was throwing.
That's Octanes. What yeah. Yeah. But yeah, you know what's coming. I'm kind of surprised they didn't have it ready for launch. You know, if this has been in the works for that long.
I think it was like, I think he had so many conversations, was like, shit, we just got to go. Like, and he's too big of a name. And he talked about it, like, as he was moving that way, like, he's like, I couldn't go test on a course because someone would see me and know. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Like, it's done. Like, there's no possibility of, like, sneaking that through when you're Simon Lizotte.
Yeah.
So I would hope, but I doubt they had the ability, but I was thinking about that when they, you just can't sit on it too long, but
no,
it would have been beautiful if there was a world where they could sit on it for 3 months and just mass produce shit, because as soon as they put shit up, it's going to be gone.
Yeah. I mean, they did a good job getting that signature hex out right away.
Yeah.
I love that Discmania got like the final Doombird out right before as like a parting thing.
And good on him too, though, to be like, hey, I will push that shit. Like I feel, but I also feel like that's like the, you know, talking about a little bit like the almost like victimization piece of him being like, I owe this to you when you don't owe them shit, dude. But like you gave $1 million so you could get out of that shit and you're still like, I'm so sorry I'm leaving you. Like I see that with like I talked about it, like my wife has a new job and she fucking stayed in the job she was in for like way longer than she should have because she was like, I owe it to them. And it's like, you don't owe them shit.
Yeah.
They're not treating you right. Get the fuck out. Like, that's not how it works. Like, you've done tons for them. You're fine. I love that you pulled a pretty woman.
I did. Well, I was like, for a second, I was just looking at it. And I'm like, man, was Robert Redford in Pretty Woman and in Decent Proposal?
No,
and it was Richard Gere. Yeah,
I knew it was Richard Gere.
but like, I just, white men. Yeah.
They all look the same.
Yeah,
they all look the same.
I was just mixing everything up. It was just, I just.
Yeah.
Good times. but for a second, I was just like going back to it. And I'm like, wait a minute. There's no way he was in both of those films.
I got
to
hit up our buddy Adam in Slack, who's like our gyro hookup, and just be like, how many discs are you making? And for how many months will MVP just have zero plastic to sell?
MVP needs a 12 speed, and the 12 speed MVP Simon Driver is going to sell like nothing you've ever seen before. It's going to be a thing. And it doesn't matter how shitty it is or good it is. It's going to be in bags. Like we're going to review it and we're going to be like, oh man, this is what MVP needed. Like this is,
no.
Yes, we are. Yes. We're going to be just like snorting that.
And we're gonna be like, it's so fucking sick. I can't throw it to save my life because it's fucking beefy. And like, I have no reason to throw this shit.
They're going to take the photon mold and just like make the rim a little bit wider and be like, it's this brand new technology. It's like, it's the first 12 speed.
Super flat. Like,
oh my God. Pump it into my veins,
dude.
It's what it is. It we can't avoid it.
The inside of the room is going to be like concave. Yeah. Like it's going to be just fucking
yeah,
so brutal.
Huh? It's going to be great.
Joe fucking 6 years ago would have been like, that's the only driver I throw. I ain't touching nothing but this. I got too much arm.
Anyway, paid shoe to Discraft. That happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's back. She hasn't really been playing much, if at all, for the last couple of years. So she's back in the
the pro swing.
So that'll be interesting to see.
I am interested, actually.
Pretty much her last year she played disc golf, she won Worlds at the Green Mountain Championship.
I want to know what she's gonna putt with.
I
got to pay attention to my judge folks.
Oh, okay.
And see where they go.
All like, right. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What they're gonna roll? No, she's a big judge. I still have like a handful of like paid shoe judges.
Yeah. And then Austin Hamburglar joined Katrina on DGA.
Hamburglar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aaron Hannum.
Aaron Allen.
Yeah. Joined DGA. Luckily, he... had some ins on the team there to get him a job.
Oh, so. Yeah, the other Austin.
Yeah.
Like, you got one Austin, like, get the other Austin.
That's true. His buddy, Austin Turner.
Are they buddies?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I assume they're both, guys whose names start with A.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But just,
I mean, well, Aaron Gossage stayed Discraft.
That's true.
Good old Goose.
Goose probably is like, yeah.
He's like, don't put me in that game.
Yeah,
I don't know enough about. I said this in the pre-show. I said this before you started recording. Like, I don't know where I stand on Austin Turner. I mean, the Lambo picks or whatever they were. Like, he lives in that same world, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you right now.
Isn't Turner
Drew
isn't
Gibson,
Turner's stepdad
Drew Gibson
Rainwater? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Drew Gibson lives on a higher tier than Erston Ham and Eggs.
Erston Ham and Eggs. Erston. What are the? What, I'm just curious. The name Erston, is that like a family name or?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's mostly the swamp folks.
Got it.
They just don't know how to pronounce things.
Okay.
Right. From an indiscriminate swamp, you wouldn't know. I'm not talking about any states in general or any cultures. It's just a swamp. You'd never know about it. It's a secret swamp. Could be in any state. It could be any part of the world. Erston.
So again,
did you know my father? Did you know my father does not say Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Okay.
Monday.
Okay.
Tuesday.
Okay.
You know, that stuff happens.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. All right.
Pronunciations.
All right.
Also, 10 and 10 are all, it's just 10.
10.
Yeah.
Got it.
And I got $10 over there.
Well, I mean, such is life.
He's from his own swamp, I guess. I don't know. Love you, Dad.
I mean, DGA, that's quite the squad they got there. And they added, Austin Hardon. And
Squad.
I wonder if they, does Tyler Brickley now have to monitor his Twitter presence and just be like, bro, could you just like chill for 2 seconds? Or are they just gonna let Andrew loose?
I mean, you know, when Abraham's got to go, he's got to go.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. Like, is it really worth it? Was it worth it, DGA?
It was worth, yeah.
Is this worth it?
I don't know.
Are you sure?
I don't know, because listen, there was already enough. There was already enough, although she won some big things and she's a top tier. Like, mm-hmm. just having Kat there already was like,
ooh. Well, you got Queen Kat and Prince Albert.
Right. Yeah. Senor Allen, like Mr. Allen there. Who knows what he'll do with that?
I just don't know. Same with the Lone Star stuff. You know, it's like what are we doing here?
Yeah, well, Lone Star got
Emerson
Keith. And he was throwing that Nico. Stuff out. I watched. Yeah. I don't know what Nico. I watched
the QAnon headquarters of disc golf.
I watched the. I don't remember Keith. Keith just like he's just doing his thing and praising the Lord and whatever. Let him do his thing. Like that's cool. I got no problems with him. I have a problem with the Emmer Daddy. Like that's I don't like that.
Yeah,
I just said it and I like dry heaved a little bit just saying it out loud.
Yeah,
seeing it, hearing it, not okay.
It's not okay.
Not okay. No, it's not okay. Just Emerson Keith.
No, there's for sure some Q action going on in that family too, bro.
But he was throwing that. Well, I watched there was like a Brazos East. There was like a Beast tournament that happened recently. You know who played really well in that? As I squirrel away, but it's still disc golf.
Hmm.
Nate Perkins.
Okay,
was playing well. Like, nice. And I slightly overheard it because I wasn't paying attention to commentary as much. But I do think he addressed his putting style and talked about it a little bit.
I thought you were going to talk about something totally different when you said addressing.
Because he was doing like
his relationship with.
Nope. We're just that. Just leave that alone.
I thought that's where you were going with it.
Nope, not at all. You did not address that. Nope, that was a whole different.
Okay.
A whole different thing.
I'm letting you go. It sounded like that's what you were going to talk about. And so I just wanted.
They never came back. They just stayed. Anyway. They never asked me to try. Do you remember like his putting style was almost like, oh God, what's his name? Old school SoCal disc golfer who like on drives would like reach back under his left arm.
Oh, I'm.
Gosh, I had one of his discs that I really liked.
Not Rico, right?
No. Let's see. It was a Havoc, the disc.
Okay. A Havoc. So a Latitude 64 disc. And we're not talking. Okay.
I'm gonna find it right now. Oh gosh, I feel so bad that I'm forgetting his name.
Yeah, this is great. This is a great conversation. I really enjoy it. So you thought that you could Google the Havoc and you would get the name of
I put signature disc
of a disc golfer that
it was an Opto X. That's gonna help.
Okay.
Anyway,
McCabe had Opto X.
Well, but that was Trespass.
Okay. McCabe's very much not SoCal.
No, I know it's not McCabe. I know it's not McCabe.
Oh, okay. I'm sure when you say this name, I'll be like, oh yeah, of course.
No, totally. That. And then you, as soon as I say the name, you'll be like, oh yeah, that drive was like super like his own. It makes total sense. Bobby Music.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Like that, like arm up in the air, almost like left arm and whatever. So Perkins had like a similar putt where he would like reach around his body and like throw a Frisbee in putt.
Yeah.
And they actually talked about Bobby Music and like, anyway, so he's not putting like that right now.
Okay.
His putts look good. His game actually looked, he didn't win, but his game looked pretty darn good. Like better than I've seen Perkins play in a while. And I was, nice. It was very nice to see him play that way. That's all my randomness of watching Emerson Keith throw fucking.
Emmer Daddy.
Fuck.
Emmer Daddy.
Yeah. Emmer Papa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, you ready to do a deer review, Joe?
You know what? No. I do want to say something.
Okay.
And we don't need to dive super deep, but I do before we jump into that.
All right.
And this,
you're scaring me here.
And this will very possibly derail this podcast, but I'm going to...
Oh, great. That's good.
I don't care, because I think this is more important. I don't, and I think collectively we don't, but I'll let you say for yourself, agree with... PDGA and subsequently the Disc Golf Pro Tour's stance on transgender athletes.
Yeah, we're in lockstep on this.
I think that's fucking bullshit. I think it's weak ass shit. And honestly, I'll be honest. As we continue to do this podcast, and I plan to, I don't really want to pimp or give any publicity to Pro Tour or PDGA major tournaments. I want to follow players. I want to see how they're doing. I want to be excited for folks doing well, but I don't want to help the PDGA and Disc Golf Pro Tour right now. I stand firmly against their stance, and it makes me quite unhappy.
I think there's an answer to the question that everybody wants. I just don't think that what they've decided is it. I'll go back to like Paige Pierce early on, you know, when she was talking about this being like that this is not the answer and inclusion is the real answer. And, I just don't like it. And I don't care for like what I see as kind of general nepotism. Maybe nepotism is not the right word, but like, you know, and I get it with Worlds and all this sort of stuff. Like it's hard to run these tournaments and they are very taxing and they rely on volunteers and there's very few clubs in the United States or the world that can host an event that is up to the standards of the pro players without just absolutely just relying on more or less slave labor from volunteers to make it happen. So I get it. That's why we get Worlds at DDO and why we have Nate Heinhold again and all this sort of stuff. But I just also don't like the way they approach this. No. And I don't know.
Until gender identity is more understood and accepted, we're not going to be able to find that answer. That ability to transition and all those things come with acceptance from family and culture and where you live and community. And that's not there. That's not there across the US. It's not there across the world. So that ability to say, I feel I'm this way and I want to go this direction for many cannot happen until later in life when they have the ability to choose for themselves outside of that. And until more things happen culturally, we're not going to be able to have a simple solution. And even then, we're not going to have a simple solution. But like Robin said, this, I wholeheartedly disagree with this being in their mind, the way to move forward.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the actual answer is on any of this, but I just know that that's not it. That's not what I would want for one of my children or anyone I know dealing with this just societal issue. So
yep.
Anything that I would not choose for someone that I love and care about is not a good decision.
Yep.
So
that's all right. So move on. I couldn't not roll through this episode without making that point. But now let's talk about a D and drink some beer.
All right. Well, in case, as long as you're still with us, let's do a deer review. It's time.
I just broke my dry January today, so it's perfect timing.
There you go. It is time for our world-famous deer review, our disc and beer pairing, where we take a disc, we take a beer, we review them both, and let you know whether you should bring it on the course. Tonight, we have the Westside Destiny, a 14-speed, 6-glide, -2-turn, 3-fade distance driver, and we're pairing it with Bright Lights by Triple Crossing Brewing out of Richmond, Virginia. It is an 8% double IPA. And this was sent to me by Kevin Rothermill. And yeah, we're going to get after it. Where do you want to start, Joe? Disc or beer?
I'm going to start with a disc. I will say I think a big caveat to put on this disc part of the review. I've heard about this disc for a while. You know, I like my 14 speeds. Maybe not as much as I used to, but I still enjoy them.
Is it 14? I did say 14, yeah. Didn't I?
I still enjoy them very much. I will say...
I do not.
That this disc, we got it in VIP X Chameleon. So if you're not familiar with Trilogy discs, Chameleon plastic itself is like a really beautiful, like swirly, more champion style plastic. But... normally, Chameleon itself makes the disc a little bit more stable than other runs. But this is also X, which is a firmer style of plastic, and it's notoriously makes discs even more stable. So like a Trespass X, like all the X plastics, like OptoX, we talked about Bobby Music's Havoc, it is a more stable version of the disc. So this isn't typically, when I tell you what I think and how this flew, this is not typical for a Destiny, and I realize that. And I realized that on first throw, because everything I read and saw about a Destiny, I expected, and it flew nothing like. With that said, I loved how it flew.
I was somewhat, for me, if you've listened to the show, this will come as no surprise, I don't like 14-speed discs. I don't like 13-speed discs. I don't even throw 12-speed discs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true.
Wide rims, I don't love them. I don't get a good grip on them. But
what if Simon Disc is the wave, and it's just like three extra A's, and it's a 12-speed wave?
I'm down. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Simon, I hope you're listening.
You know, honestly, I would like, we've spent a lot of time trying to find more overstable waves. So, like, if they made the wave just slightly more stable, I would bag that, assuredly. Because
I don't know, that glow one's kind of nice.
Yeah, exactly. If that was just like a, that's called, you know, a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so nonetheless, I don't love the feel of those rims that are that wide. It's not, and honestly, I think I maximize 9 speeds more than anything. I don't really gain a lot, especially in terms of accuracy, by jumping up in speed. I can get a little bit more distance, you know, maybe 30 feet by jumping up into like the 11 speed range. But I think overall, I'd probably be better off from a scorer perspective by just sticking with 9 speeds and going from there. So that being said, a pretty controllable distance driver. Understable, definitely get it to flip up. It gets nice glide. I think the 6 glide, as I've said in previous podcasts, I don't trust anything that says 6 glide unless it's an FD.
I was about to say, FD.
So I'd be like, all right, whatever. But I also don't have the arm speed to say, no, it's not a 6 glide. So, that being said, glidey, good distance, flips up. I'm sure if I yanked it pretty good, I could get some pretty intense turnover on it. And the plastic, Opto X Chameleon is great plastic. It's grippy. Oh, it's so like, pretty. It's got that iridescent sheen to it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Like, it's a wonderful plastic. I love it. So, and you know what? I'm happy to come on and pimp a Westside disc
too. Yeah. Well, I'll say to Robin threw it not as many times as I did because he didn't.
Yeah. Like, I was like, meh.
So I will say, I don't think you could turn it over. I don't think I could turn it over.
I didn't turn it over. So
I threw it with Heiser because I thought it was super flippy. For me, what it really kind of like quickly and then after multiple throws.
But I said if I yanked on it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
But no. On a good throw, I got a little bit of flip up and a little bit of ride. Definitely no sustained high speed turn.
Yeah.
For me.
So the longest tenured disc in my bag is a Moonshine Trespass that Robert Graham, who's a G, got me for Secret Santa like 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
C Dub dies. It's a SF Giants. Awesome, beautiful disc. It is a more stable Trespass than any other Trespass I've ever
trespassed on.
What? Trespassed on. Yeah. Sorry. For sure. Like I've bought multiple brand new fresh, Moonshine Trespasses, Lucid, everything. I've never had anything as close to as stable as this Moonshine is 5 years in. And at the beginning, it was even more stable. In a great way. Still could flip up, glide super well, and have a nice, clean finish. And this Destiny and this Lucid X Chameleon reminded me a ton of that original Trespass.
Just quickly, apropos of nothing. Well, maybe not nothing. But song challenge, DGP for this year. Could someone just remix Despacito for Trespassito? And just make us a new song.
Luke, we're looking your way.
That'd be sweet.
If y'all didn't know, Luke, the man, Huck It Gently, came from Triple L, the man who also, we talked about Skyline, I guess, in our pre-show.
Absolute legend.
Absolute legend. Aced probably what folks thought was an unaceable hole.
I still kind of like, you know, like I know, I trust, but it's still hard to imagine.
Dude, when we played 2 weeks ago at this course.
I think we both fived it.
We did. It's such a tough, like, the where it lives in the hole, like, is just so rough. And dude fucking aced it. Like, I told people who are Skyline Raiders, like, what? Anyway, Huck It Gently. He's the man.
Yeah.
So go back to Robert.
Trespassito.
Going back to the disc. I think with the overstability of the plastic, probably brand new, fresh, everything, not super flippy, at all, but not that glide isn't there either. Like that definitely mm-hmm. affects the glide when a disc is more stable. But I actually really enjoy the flight. I definitely expected myself to Heiser flip it and turn it over and be like, all right, that's neat. Like, cool. That's what I expected to move forward. And I was pleasantly surprised.
I feel like that's pretty common with some of the like really super high speed, like 14 and 13 speed discs.
Yeah, like the Queen and the King and all,
it's either like ridiculously overstable or it's crazy understable. And you're just like, it's not attainable for anyone to really have a consistent line with it.
You know? But I find myself, and I like that sense of trilogy that they have, that like X line, because I've found discs that I like being like, oh, like how many times have we had a disc and be like, man, if there was just like a this plastic version of it, I would be down. And the other way too, like I know we love the Bobcat, but I was like, hey, I need one that like I can beat up a little bit and like throw a laser. And Mint was rad and sent me that. I don't bag it anymore. I'm sorry, guys, but I got lots of Mint in the bag. I enjoyed it. I've definitely thrown other 14 speeds, like gyro 14 speeds.
Remember when you were Rampages and
dude, I still love Rampage. Rampage is such a good disc, but I don't need it, and it doesn't really do what I don't know. Anyway, it did not feel as wide of a rim as like a teleport or whatever.
Yeah.
Like it's those like gyro discs are extra wide. But I mean, it didn't bother me. I like the wide rims. It was that like, because I don't, the widest rim I have in my bag now, I don't think I do have Mint. oh, why am I forgetting the name of it? I'll look it up. I got a couple.
The jackalope?
No. I'll tell you honestly. But I have one 13 speed and it's a mint disc, but everything else is 12 and 11. Like I don't have any 14 speeds in my bag anymore.
It's not Mustang. It's
it's the signature disc of, what's her name? I feel bad.
But it's 14 speed?
No, 13.
I was saying,
the highest speed disc in my bag right now is a 13. Cause I don't carry any 14s anymore. And I used to carry like three 14s and like a couple 13s and I don't do that anymore and I don't need it. And it's fun, but it was like that nostalgia is, I guess what I'm saying of like, oh yeah, big ass rim. This is fun. It is the, why are you not goat? Why didn't I remember goat?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I got a goat in my bag, which is a nice, very, not crazy oversteel, but stable high speed driver.
Infinite says that that's only 11.9 speed.
Really? Well, then I definitely don't have a 13 speed then.
But that's Infinite's like rating numbers. So like when people review it, say it's a,
so no, it's
like,
a 12. So I don't have any 13 then.
Yeah.
It's a 12.
Yeah, so Mint says 12 speed. The reviewers say 11.9.
Well, Mint is also good at like having those like beveled, inner rim things where it feels wider or looks wider, but it's not really. Like we had that with like the Freetail.
Yep,
we're like, there's a Freetail or the Jackalope. We're like, it's not an 11 speed.
Totally.
Anyway,
right. You ready to hit the beer,
dude? This is good.
Yeah, it's very good. Bright Lights, by Triple Crossing Brewing, Richmond, Virginia. A 8% double IPA. This is like, it's like a semi hazy. It's very crisp. Extremely crisp.
Yes. I got like orange or grapefruit rind, like super hard.
Immediately. Yeah.
Super hard in a great way. Like I took a big swig and was like, ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
It's got a little sourness. It's got a little bit of sweet. Definitely like grapefruit and citrus, like off it. Not too dry on the end. That's really nice. I enjoy that quite a bit. But very much a
but it's like that citrusy bitter though too, a little bit like not big bitter, but like that bitter that you get like if you are like me and maybe the majority of your life you bit your fingernails and you needed to open an orange or a tangerine and you just bit into it to get that peel started, like get a little bit of that.
It's got a lot of flavor. I'm surprised it doesn't say hazy on like when I saw double IPA on here, normally they say hazy double IPA, like on the, you know, on the marquee, like after it, but this doesn't advertise that at all. And it is very much a hazy IPA, Citra, Galaxy hops. But yeah,
we're strong all citrus, can so smooth. We can't see it, but I'm sure it's.
Oh hazy. No, I can taste the haze. It's there. Like it's, I know it. I know that flavor. But like it has that kind of, you know, just it's got that sweetness, but then that sour finish. It's this is really nice.
It's super nice. It's super. So
thank
nice.
You, Kevin. This is fantastic. But I think I'm more stunned by the fact that it doesn't say how much of a hazy it is. Like, should I go get a glass and pour it? Like, this is...
You maybe.
This is hazy as fuck.
It might be worth...
Want me to do that? All right, can you talk for 45 seconds?
Yeah.
All right.
I can talk forever. Thank you. All right, now that Robin left. no, it's a lovely beer. I will step back to the disc because I think I feel more apt to talk about that while he's out. Super nice disc. It does make me want to... get like a, or it's not Lucid, what is it, it's VIP. Does make me want to check out just like a standard VIP Destiny, because I think it'd be fun in the sense to like throwing the wave, like understanding that hyzer flip and feeling good kind of cranking something on hyzer and trusting it. Like I feel like I'm at a point in the way that I throw that I could throw a standard Destiny and be able to get like some fun flights out of it. The VIP X Chameleon is beefy, but still not super beefy, which tells me that a standard one will be like a flip monster, but I think it'd still be super fun to check out.
So verdict is in. This is hazy as fuck.
Yep.
Brighter Lights isn't even a great name for this because ain't no light going through.
Yeah, you're not seeing through that thing.
You ain't seeing through it. This is fucking a swamp of haziness.
That's rad. Well, that looks so good.
So this thing looks like emulsified apricots.
If I was at a bar and they poured me that beer, if I was like, I'm gonna check out this Bright Lights Double, and they poured it and brought it to me looking like that, I'd be fucking so pumped.
This is one of the better ones. Like, I don't know, maybe it's because I haven't like been testing new beers for a while, but this is magical.
It's great.
I wanted
it's
to,
great, but it's also
I want it inside double
because I've realized talking with some folks that
I want to put my dick in.
They like regular hazy IPAs. Doubles are a little much for them. And it's 8%, and it's not boozy, but you can tell it's 8%. Like, it's not a super
no, clean, but it's crisp. Not. It's no, not no, no, overtly no. Like bananas where you like you're tasting the freaking alcohol. It's still, no, like it could. It could pass for a 7%, even though it's 8.
I'd say 7.5.
Okay.
All right. Which is in that range anyway, but it's lovely. It's listen, great.
I'll take that 7.5 in my mouth.
This is a beer. I'm just going to move right to the next part and just skip over that shit. I would drink this beer any fucking time of day. This could easily be my first beer of the day with that citrusy like punch. Be like,
oh, it's delicious.
Like a great fucking like grapefruit juice to start your day. I would drink this on the course fucking easy.
Yeah.
No fucking problem. End of night, hanging out, whatever. Like, this is
I'm
not
like
only
kind of
killer
upset
on the course.
That I had to give you one of them.
I'm kind of stoked. So originally coming into tonight, I was doing Dry January. My wife got a really cool job, so I had to celebrate that with her and therefore broke the Dry January. Originally, I was just going to take a sip of a beer and review. I'm very happy that I broke that, and I'm mm-hmm. drinking a full one of these.
I'm not happy.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Well, this is your Secret Santa gift to me.
Oh, okay.
And I appreciate it. Thanks. So, no, this beer is great. The disc is cool. Like, I think 3 years ago, me would be like, fuck yeah, like that's my.
Oh, yeah. Like, this is for sure like OG Joe.
This is what I wanted my Trespasses to be like. Yeah. This is fucking
no, this
the
is,
tits. But the thing
this is original gangster
one,
Joe.
I can get where I need to with what I have. And two, a fucking VIP X Chameleon are sold the fuck out. I'm not replacing this. I've got one. It's super pretty. It will look a lot cooler on my wall in my office than in my bag and trying to replace it.
Yes. Yeah. And it's a 14 speed disc. So,
but why? If you, the things we talked about, like this fits something that's like, go find them. Cause if you can get a stack of these things, they're going to be clean and awesome. And they're pretty as fuck. It's a cool disc. I just don't have a need for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely not a Robin disc whatsoever. Like, I just, I don't even have to throw 14 speed discs to tell you.
It's also
beforehand.
Pink and Robin like, hates just, things that are pink.
I sure. I'll just go along with that.
Wow. I'm surprised I didn't. Okay. That was a joke, but I guess I found a real thing.
But, you know, I don't have to, I'm the worst possible person to have review a 14 speed disc. So my opinion is probably just not valid to begin with.
You know, we should start doing, we should totally start having, just like do an earlier podcast and have Desi review discs.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it would be pretty hilarious, but probably just for us. Like, totally. Like, no one else thinks their kids are
by
as cute.
By the way,
like, you know,
Spencer, we need some California Bad Boy reviews.
Like, I think my kid's hilarious, but no one else does. You know, like, it's just like nobody cares.
Like, I wanted to throw this, but I just felt like bullet would go farther.
Like, I feel like because Desi will do that on the course. Well,
it's no 120 gram sidewinder.
Yeah, like Desi will explain to you, like start talking to us about like why he would throw a certain disc in a certain situation. And like, I think a video of that happening on the course would actually be kind of funny.
And I think we're just throw the sidewinder every time. Yeah. Because you're not getting, you're not throwing it any further than you are going to throw with the sidewinder.
Yeah.
Like no disc is going further than that.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's good times. But yeah. All right. So we're both like 10,000% in on the beer. Yeah. I'm very much not in on the disc, the Destiny.
Just, I don't hate it.
It's just way too much disc for me.
It's not, I don't need it. If I had to play around with it, like if, we randomly like stumble, God, like
beer is fantastic.
we can go play around right now. Like what's in your car. And if I had that and like a putter and a mid, like I for sure can make it work. I could throw this disc. I know what it does. I feel confident with it. I don't need it in my bag. It's not, it's not giving me something I don't already have, with maybe a slightly different angle on my throws. Yeah. And it's fun and I like wide rims and it's cool, but it's not needed. So it's, yeah. Yeah. It's a 50%. We're half and half. That's the, chance that, Aaron Herman gets to DGA without his, better half slightly already being there. So 50% chance he could have done that without her.
Welcome to 2023, folks. The new Gru is Albert Hammond.
And I don't even dislike Drew Gibbs anymore. He's like already, I'm like, he's all right.
Exactly. But we have a new mark.
The Lurfted truck. I'm excited for his first release.
No, I think he's more like of a like a lifted sprinter van. You know, like a like you don't need to put a lift kit on your sprinter van, but you did.
I feel like he likes to buck trends. I feel like he's like the lowrider hatchback.
Okay.
Like okay. Just, you know, when you see a lowrider, like no one does that shit.
Why would you do that?
That's a lowrider hatchback.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. All right. Well, that's all we got for you in this episode of the Disc Golf Podcast.
The
Joe, you can't
the three door crossover. Why would you have three doors?
The first episode. You can't interrupt the outro.
What if
Joe?
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay. Love you guys.
Just save it for next episode. God.
Miss you. We'll be around.
Biscuits. All right. Fine. I'm gonna do it again. That's all we got for you in this episode of the Disc Golf Podcast. Be sure to check us out on our Patreon, patreon.com/thediscgolfpodcast, or perhaps our Slack group or our website, throwstuffatstuff.com.
You can join Slack by clicking on the tab that says join Slack.
We apologize for the fact that it was broken for a while.
But it's fixed. Julian's the man.
It's fixed now.
Now?
In the meantime, get out there this weekend and throw stuff at stuff.
Those with aces, listen closely. You don't always have to huck it hard. In fact, sometimes that's not right to do. Sometimes you got to lay it up and fucking outrun an ace or two. Sometimes you got to ease if you wanna put the D's in the B's. Sometimes you got to say, hey, I'm gonna throw it softly. I'm gonna huck it gently. I'm gonna flick it smoothly. I'm gonna toss it so sweetly. And then you say, hey, I hit some metal. And then you say, wait a minute, Robin, I think I'm starting to get it now. Could you feel my throw for me? That's fucking teamwork. What's your favorite disc? That's cool with me, it's not a trespass, but I guess it works for you. What's your favorite beer? The only answer is an IPA, so let's go to the bar. And then I'm gonna flick it so sweetly, and then I'll fucking hook it softly, and then I'll fucking throw it perfectly. But then I'm gonna hook